24 past 8 on The Breakfast Club. Mark Stevens with us from Channel 7 with all the latest news in footy. And the big news yesterday from the Port Adelaide football perspective was certainly getting the signature of Ollie Wines committing to the club for another 4 years until the end of 2022. The star from the Power is staying, and Chris Davies, the footy manager, I'm sure would be tickled pink with that news. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We are very well. I'm not as, probably as well as you. I mean, that's massive news to get a guy the calibre of Ollie, who would have interest left, right and centre from outside of Port Adelaide, to commit until the end of 2022, past his free agency deadline. It says a bit about his faith in the club.
Yeah, it does. And obviously, we're really over the moon. In reality, you know, Ollie shows his commitment to our club every day at training and on the weekends at games. This is, as you say, it's certainly a show of faith in the future of the club, and you know, we're rapt to have Ollie commit past his free agency, you know, his first opportunity at free agency, and commit to the club long term.
How nervous do you get when a player of the caliber of Ollie find themselves in a situation where they're out of a contract or looking to get a new deal, and you know that free agency's opened up the possibility for players to move much more easily than previous generations? How nervous do you get, even though you're probably hearing the good things along the way?
Yeah, well, look, Ollie's was a fascinating situation. I mean, the reality is with Ollie's history of signing contracts, he wakes up one morning and he says he wants to get it done, and generally within, you know, a week or so, you know, it's done. You know, Ollie, throughout this period, you know, consistently was communicating with both myself and Ken and Jason Cripps, our list manager, who did a fantastic job with, you know, Ollie's manager, Nick Deeshan, to tidy things up. But Ollie's been saying, don't worry, all along, and you take a guy like that on face value, and obviously we've got to the point that we are now. So there were, I'm not going to suggest I wasn't nervous. There were times where I wondered what Port Adelaide would be like without Ollie, but the reality is that, you know, as he said, he was never considering anything else other than staying, which was great.
So the club realised pretty quickly what they had in Ollie Wines. I mean, he's been a good leader, basically, from the moment he was drafted that night up on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, look, he's come into our club. Obviously, that was slightly before my time, but from what I understand, he's come into our club and you know, worked absolutely like a professional. You know, from the minute he walked in, he's a popular member of the group. He's able to, you know, use his relationships to influence the people around him. So, yeah, he's a person that we lean on when we want things done. There's no doubt about it.
Chris, Damien Fleming here, big fan of yours, particularly at your cricketing days, your Man of the Match award for 125 against Western Australia in the Mercantile Mutual Cup match. Mate, what about the role there at Port? You must be doing something well in your role and also with the coaches to be able to get these big guns continually signing and wanting to stay.
Well, good morning to you, Flem. Normally, when I used to see your name on a team sheet, I used to get really, really nervous before the games, and so
why?
I'm less nervous right now, which is fantastic.
You were worried where I was going to go there, weren't you? But there was a legitimate question at the end.
Yeah, well, which I appreciate. You could have gone, you know, any which way, couldn't you? So,
I was going to bring up Warwick Kappa, but I didn't.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thankfully, you didn't. You know, obviously, you know, you at this particular point in time with a guy like, you know, old committing long term, you've got to look at the people around you and be pleased that you know, someone like Ken is leading a program that wants, you know, that seems to have the majority of players who are getting a game at the very least want to stay at the club, and I don't think you can underestimate that in today's day and age of AFL equalisation, those types of things. Being able to keep your talent is a pretty significant part of, you know, potentially being successful. So, you know, I'm wrapped that we've got an environment right now that would suggest that guys like I'll want to stay long term.
Myself and Flem being Channel 7 people, I was just wanting to ask, is there any chance we can get Jack Watts in for Friday night footy? It really spice things up over there.
Yeah, I imagine it would. And in, you know, I can see Jack has a loyal following from people in Melbourne. Obviously, there was a number of cameras at the SNFL game on the weekend following his progress. Look, I think Ken has a reasonable history of sticking with teams, you know, pretty much the same. Look, there's no doubt Jack did as well as he possibly could on the weekend to put himself up there. So selection will be tomorrow, I think, and the guys will work through that. He's got a bit of work to do to get over the form of the guys from last week.
I think that's a no, boys, unfortunately.
Well, 5 day break was always going to be tough for Jack, but great signs for your footy club. Playing well, you're getting players want to come to your footy club, as we talked about before, and now the stars and the champions staying at your footy club and wanting to stay for long periods of time. It's a great result for you and the boys. Well done, Chris. So we appreciate your time this morning.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for your support.
Chris Davies, footy manager at Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Great, isn't it? Echuca boy has stayed true to Port Adelaide and. What a great leader, great family man, and I reckon probably 800 plus, Flem.
Oh, he deserves that.
Yeah, surely.
Somewhere between 8 and 9, he's a gun.
The intriguing thing about it is how they keep them all there, and Jason Cripps' name was mentioned then, and I think it has to be mentioned once more about what he's been able to do to keep that entire squad together, because you know Patrick Ryder, Charlie Dixon coming to the football club because they wanted to go there. They weren't necessarily in their plans. You've got to pay them pretty good money to come, but they haven't had anyone had to be forced out, which is usually the case with you know the scenario that Port Adelaide found itself in. So whether that happens at the end of this year, I'm not sure, because you think of Motlop, Watts, Rockcliffe, Ryder, Dixon. They're five players that they've brought into their club as senior players just in the last, say, 3 years, and none have gone out the other way.
But Robbie Gray would have to be on 800 as well.
Yeah,
hope so.
And
Ebert's
been a few years earlier than those others, but it's a lot of players from other clubs that have come as good players.